WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thoughts on the latest Trump pick ahead of a federal agency? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been tapped to be Health and Human Services Secretary.
RFK Jr., you know, we know he's an environmental lawyer, but he also made a name for himself as a prominent vaccine skeptic spreading misinformation. So this is the cause of some alarm amongst public health officials when it comes to this nomination.
ABC News Medical Unit Coordinating Producer Sonny Salzman. The president-elect held a big gala at Mar-a-Lago last night to celebrate his White House win, announcing another pick, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, for Interior Secretary. He's known as a champion of the oil industry. A Texas man is under arrest, accused of supporting ISIS and plotting a mass casualty terror attack. Anas Saeed was taken into custody in Houston on Thursday. The world's most polluting cities released at the COP29 UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan include Shanghai, Tokyo, New York, and Houston. This is ABC News. The jury in the trial of a Marine vet facing manslaughter charges in New York getting a chance to see exactly what he told police after a deadly encounter on the subway.
Jurors heard Daniel Penny in his own words, watching video as he demonstrated on a detective the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely.
He was acting like a lunatic, like a crazy person.
It happened in May of 23. Penny, a former Marine trained in hand-to-hand combat, says he was just trying to protect fellow strap hangers when Jordan Neely got on and started threatening people. The medical examiner ruled Neely, who was unarmed and had a history of mental illness, died from compression to the neck.
That's ABC's Josh Einiger here in New York. And the FBI is trying to figure out how many banks were hit by a gang of West Coast robbers who used some convincing costumes. The thieves dressed up like construction workers and used tools like jackhammers to cut into vaults and ATMs. They took at least $4 million before they were busted. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba, who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight. tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Our high 53 today will drop to 39 tonight, 54 tomorrow with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the one and only Frank Hermans, who is live in the studio, and I will definitely let him be Frank. It's also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music and fun convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and a good one to you. Still kind of balmy and nice out there, so you have a nice drive in, you know. But I saw a lot of squad cars out there waiting to stop people for driving just a little bit faster.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you see them?
Sacher Roads Conway is thinking about putting cameras in all over the city to catch speeders. Okay. I don't agree with those. That's a little more oversight than anyone needs. And I think, you know, getting a speeding ticket in the mail saying that you sped down this particular street night is just, I can't wrap my head around that.
No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
On University Avenue?
Yeah.
In Middleton?
Yep.
I think
Middleton
it was pretty recently.
To about where you live.
Okay.
I think it was pretty recently. I think it was in Cap Times. They had an article because there are already some cameras on like streetlights around the city. I don't think they're being used for speed enforcement, but they're up there.
Well, they're there for, you know, going through red lights,
right?
Sure, stuff like that, but not that they're. What am I trying to say here? There was a large portion of them that are inoperable right now. They're broken.
Oh,
that was what the article was about.
Oh, it was.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So no worries.
Yeah. Exactly. So no worries.
Well, I thought she was going to add.
As long as you're not running red lights.
Well, the article that I read said that it was about speeding because they're trying to take care of the speeding problem in this town, especially now with the buses. You know, the different lanes used by the buses and cars are trying to change lanes or not drive in the wrong lane.
Well, I do think speeding is a problem in this town.
I don't think it is.
People
are not going fast enough. That's my theory.
No, that's it. That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, now that the University Avenue project is done after 20 years or whatever it took to get in the new sewer pipe that goes on for miles and miles, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I never see any cops on there. You can go as fast as you want.
Yeah.
That's what I encourage everybody to do.
How
you can
fast
go
do you
70,
want to go?
80, go ahead.
Yeah, that's
it
what
it doesn't
I'm
matter. There's no cops over there anywhere on University. I've never seen a cop in 6 months.
Well, they used to have cops on a regular basis around the UW Credit Union area.
Yeah,
they used to be in that parking lot over there, and then they'd kind of be edging out so they could cross instantly.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I think the two of you should have a drag race down University
Avenue.
Well,
maybe so.
Well, we could.
It's nice and paved.
Prius and Gordy in his Subaru.
Well, the thing that bothers me now is, you know, the freeway, Campus Drive.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got the... the notifications up there for your speed.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they have like posted signs now, 35 miles per hour.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
There's no intersections, no lights or anything. It's just a, you know, it's a freeway.
Well, yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
from
like
downtown, if you're going out of town, from downtown.
Or anywhere, you just, yeah, out of town
yeah,
or
either
in
way,
town.
Yeah.
It's just a freeway.
It is.
And there's no reason to go 35 miles per hour. Who am I looking for?
Yeah,
am I,
it used to be 45.
A jaywalker?
Or 40.
There's no possibility.
There's no pedestrian
traffic
at all.
Yeah, you can't possibly, you know, get over the wall that, you know, Campus Drive is on the outside.
Right.
It's impossible. There's a train track and a wall.
It ought to be 55.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
I mean,
well, people. Well, I used to go that, but for some reason now I'm starting to, you know, double think about it because they got the signs and they got the blinking speedometer out there. So I'm just like, why are you doing this to us? You know? And that's the problem. They're always trying to keep the speed limits down really too low so everybody feels guilty driving too fast.
Did I ever tell you about
there's a tension with guilt trips that I don't like.
Yeah.
All right.
Did I ever tell you about the first time I got a speeding ticket?
No.
No.
Oh. Well, I cried afterward.
You cried?
Well, that's nice.
Were you crying while the cop was writing it out?
No. It was like later when I got home and I had to confront my parents about it.
I'm sorry. I got a speeding ticket.
Well, I thought that they were going to be like really, really mad at me or something, but...
They felt guilty, you know. They would have gotten mad at you had you not, you know, been crying like a little baby.
Hey, that's my secret on how to get out of it, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
What is this text we got in here?
Red light and speed cameras are illegal.
In Wisconsin.
They are.
There's a small pilot program proposed in Milwaukee to make them legal, but I don't know if it actually happens. So speed all you want for now.
That's what I say. I mean, come on.
That's, yeah.
People are going too slow.
The thing that I don't like about speeding is if there's just one person going like 15, 20 miles an hour faster than the rest of traffic. That's what I don't like.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that would be me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Sorry. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a look at the weather here this morning. It's really cloudy.
You know, it's the jackass that drives slow, and
there's
somebody next to them that's driving just as slow, but they don't speed up.
Yeah, and they take up both lanes.
Exactly.
And you're just just move over.
Yeah. That's when Mad Max starts coming out.
Oh, it's a good day for speeding. 46 degrees and cloudy skies this morning. We're done with the rain, and looks like a good weekend ahead. But what's the afternoon high going to be?
What is that about?
Let's get the one-arm bandit out.
Yeah.
Let's get the slot machine. I talked to my sister yesterday. She goes, every time she goes to the casino, she wins a couple $100.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
You can tell her you just won some pennies here.
52 degrees is our expected high today, and looking good for... the weekend, too. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. Yeah, I don't know what her secret is, but the only thing she tells me, she goes to the oldest machines in any casino she goes to. All the older ones that they tuck off into the corner that are slower. And so all the new machines, you lose your money so fast, and they're so expensive. You just,
that's a tip right there.
Yeah.
So where does she go?
She also goes down to Dubuque, whatever's down there, and they travel all over the place going to the casinos. Really?
Well, that's the tour, I guess. Wow.
So, anyway.
Wait till Beloit opens up.
When is that expected?
I'm not really sure.
I don't know if they've... Sure. Have they started construction on that? I have no idea.
I have no idea. Yeah. Yeah, but finally, you know, it's been approved, so...
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, yesterday is like watching the S show. You know, see, now we could use the S word for describing what we're watching and unfold before our very eyes about the next administration and the people inhabiting it. It is a true S show. I've never seen anything like this. Every moment that I walk by the TV screen, they're announcing some other person that is just so incredibly unqualified.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr.
RFK Jr. just,
Matt
Gaetz, stunned me again. All along, they were saying that they're going to try to keep him in the background, an advisor. Now he's in charge of HHS, a man who has killed 80-some people on his advice.
Yeah. They still have to be confirmed by the Senate, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. The Senate was at a three Republican majority now, right? I think something like that.
Okay, so in his last administration, he just had like a ton of acting people in these positions, right? If he wants the same people in his administration, but if he wants the same people in his administration, can he just like remove them from one position and put them into another and then like swap people around so their titles change and they never actually need to get confirmed?
He can do anything he wants now. Nobody's going to stop him.
The acting positions were just, you know, mind-boggling at the time. if you're not going to approve them, I'm just going to put these unqualified people in anyway. And then I'm going to play it. Maybe we'll play it today. Maybe I can send you the cut. It's Maddow doing a little thing on the previous administration that Trump had. And all of these heads of agencies had to either quit for illegal actions.
Right.
And all of them, but none by the Justice Department, were prosecuted.
No criminal charges, but
they did criminal actions where they actually quit because of the criminal action, but no one prosecuted them. Okay. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I got to play this cut. It's just stunning.
All right.
It is stunning.
We'll get to that, but we need to check out the National Day calendar. We'll just breeze through it today.
Sure.
Is it or is it not National Raisin Bran Cereal Day?
Uh-huh.
Is it National Antiques and Collectibles Day or National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day?
Wow.
National Bunt Day?
Yeah.
Bunt. National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, National Philanthropy Day, or American Recycles Day. Which one is not belonging in the
Raisin Bran Day?
You are wrong. It is National Raisin Bran Day.
Huh? See, I have to take the first step. Okay, go ahead.
Come on, Sam.
There was too many, but whatever you said second, I thought was wrong.
National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day?
Sure, let's go with that.
No, it is National Spicy Hermit Cookie. Yes. But it is not National Antiques and Collectible Day. That was the bogus.
I think we're going to break some ground this morning.
You think so?
We're going to find out about some weird things that I've never heard of
before. Raisin Bran. Are you a fan or not? People either love
Big
it or
fan.
Hate it.
I eat it almost every day.
Do you?
Almost.
Yeah. I don't eat it that much, but I eat it, you know, two or three times a week.
Yeah, that's about how much I eat it.
That's good.
Yeah.
National Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. I don't know what it
is. Oh, my God. Tell us what that is.
All right. That's some sort of weird cookie. Let's see.
Yes.
It looks actually pretty good. Reminiscent of autumn spices. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Considered an old-fashioned cookie, its spice comes from cinnamon, cloves, allspice, and sometimes nutmeg. Mm. Sometimes they also put raisins or nuts or dates in it. Dates back to New England area in the 1880s. Okay?
So what kind of cookie does that sound like to you?
Not anything I'd really want at all. Yeah. It's just sickening. And
I would try it. It doesn't
really
sound half
bad. It's like
bad.
Too many things.
Yeah, too much.
It sounds a little bit like a ginger snap.
Yeah, maybe.
I love ginger snaps.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
National Bundt Day. You like your Bundt cakes?
Not really.
No, we don't. National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. That's pretty much self-explanatory.
Yeah.
One day a year.
One day a year.
Clean out your refrigerator.
Well, you're waiting a little long to get the old stuff out.
Get the science experiments out. And put them away. National Philanthropy Day, so, you know, help out a good cause. And American Recycles Day. We're into recycling, right, around here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And everything. It's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Sam will go over the history book days things.
Great. Fantastic.
Stuff that happened way back when and stuff.
That were more interesting.
All right.
Don't go back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak. Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you. Which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a gas!
92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Good morning. It's cloudy and 46 degrees, highs in low 50s today.
Yeah. You know, that's when Alfred E. Newman was just, you know, testing the water to see if he could succeed as a vocalist. Close.
That's what that's from, huh?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
That was, and that was one of those cardboard records.
Like the kind that you would get in the magazine?
Yes, in the magazine. Yeah, I still have that.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
They should. The Onion should have it.
We'll talk about the Onion buying the
Onion.
The InfoWars.
That's how
that's a crazy story.
That's how what's his name would Onion.
Onion.
Oh, Julian.
Yeah, Julian.
Our official pronunciation expert.
He would be Onion.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get to the history books in a moment, but first, Mark has been waiting on the line, Mark, what do you got for us this morning? Good morning.
Yeah, well, you kind of distracted me a little bit with the Mad Magazine. I can remember a Mad Magazine, a little tune, Catch Your Eye. Trying to get teach attention to get to the bathroom. But thinking of the new health secretary for Donald Trump.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm just wondering that we've had a hard enough time, you know, that vaccination rates are going down, and infant mortality is going up, and women's mortality is going up, and that the whole anti-vaxxing that he's been preaching for this while, he said, "Well, he's not going to be anti-vax now." But I saw yesterday what Pfizer and Moderna stock just dropped.
Oh, really?
Came
through, and that. What's going to happen now? Are we going to welcome back smallpox and polio and all these things we thought we had eradicated? Because from what I've read, smallpox is extremely contagious. I mean, it's an airborne contagion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That are we going to see, you know, you're certainly not going to see, you know, kids are not going, you're not sending your child off to school and coming back a different sex, but we're certainly going to be sending kids off to school unvaccinated, and bringing home God knows what, you know, that new strain of what disease coming out, and that because us three old guys, we all have the smallpox scar on our shoulder.
That's right.
Yeah.
Still,
if they still are even vaccinated for smallpox anymore, that but it flares up in other countries, and polio's flared up in other countries, and
well, he killed off a whole bunch of people on his advice in another country. I can't remember.
RFK Jr.
Look up that
did.
Story. Yeah. But the thing here is, and we can't really say that he'll be in that position for 4 years. No one ever lasts in the Trump administration for more than 3 or 4 months.
Seems
and let's
like
hope
it.
That's true of RFK Jr. But what he is going to do is undermine public health for the entire country, and they're going to beat that to death for 4 years. So people won't have any faith in public health anymore.
Yeah, that was one of the big victories we've had in this country is public health, because when they bust all of us kids off, or right in the school there, they gave us our vaccinations right there in the school, and
mm-hmm.
people had confidence in the public health. And it is, you know, the evil part of me sometimes, I just wish is all these federal societies and the Heritage Foundation and the whole Trump clan and all their little sycophants and toadies, you know, are having a big old feat in the at some place, and Poe's Red Death sweeps through them. And and that they will, because we've read that story, Massacre of Red Death.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if you intended it as allegory, but I certainly have thought of it as allegory, that if these people think they're going to escape all the evils they're going to unleash on the world, that the evils eventually come back and bite you on the ass.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, I appreciate
right.
it. And
Mark,
thank you. You know, I thought there were enough megas that didn't make it through COVID.
Mm.
their herd immunity that they so demonstrated to all of us. I've at least that'll take care of the margin of error.
We got fresh ones now, Gen Z
megas. Yeah, we've
new
got
fresh
new ones.
Crop, yeah.
People influenced.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, seeing some positive in people dying off.
Yeah. Oh well.
All right, guys.
Thanks for putting it into perspective for us.
Yeah,
hey, let's check the history books.
I guess I
here.
Shouldn't think out loud like
time
that.
Time to open up the book.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I got a vaccination for this.
Yeah. Gordy, are you okay?
No, not
got
to
get an iron lung in this studio.
Please,
gosh.
Help me. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Let's
what
see
happened?
What we got in the books today. Today in 1867, the stock ticker, the very first one, comes to Wall Street.
Oh, boy, what a day that must have been.
Yeah.
One ticker tape.
Yeah, the very first one. Have you ever seen a real ticker tape parade?
No.
No.
Oh.
I mean, you know, we've seen reels of
yeah right? I've seen pictures
seen
of it
movies
yeah.
of it
right
oh.
I think it'd be cool to see they don't have actual tape anymore.
Well,
so
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen to us, you know, when they finally celebrate our second anniversary.
okay
let's see, today in 1904, King C. Gillette, he patents the disposable blade safety razor.
Oh,
Gillette. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's you know, they're against day. That a lot of, you know, environmentalists are against the
Disposable blades. What?
Yeah, because, you know, they fill up the landfills. It's plastic. A lot of these things are plastic in case.
Sure. Right. These, well,
the handles.
I actually started using like an old fashioned safety razor like this, where it's just the metal blade.
Oh, help me, please.
Well, no, because because cartridge
brave.
Blades are so expensive, and they've got the plastic on them.
Yeah.
So you can buy like a pack of 100 like safety razor blades like this for $5-10.
Right. I don't think safety is part of the plan.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss
this
more.
Do you actually use a shaving lotion for that? Because you'd have to.
Shaving lotion?
I've just
shaving
used like
cream?
Soap pretty much.
Okay.
I don't really use shaving cream.
I don't know. Shaving cream or shaving lotion. You know, just you pat it on and it makes it glide over your skin without.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it seems like you're making it so far.
Yeah.
All right.
What else do we got?
Yeah.
Elvis's first movie.
Yes.
That came out today in 1956, Love Me Tender.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I was in the theater when we saw that movie.
Is that right?
With my sister, because she insisted on seeing that, and she was crying at the end of that movie.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, man.
All right.
They
Anything
waited
else?
Till the end to sing that song.
Okay.
Of course. It's the title of the movie. You got to keep them waiting.
Yeah, they did in those days.
6:29, John and Gordy in the Morning continues in a moment.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sitting down with your accountant, banker, and agronomist and looking at ways to become more efficient is going to be key as we end the year. That's according to agricultural banker Jeff Wilkie of Green Bay. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Wilkie is the chair of the agricultural banking section within the Wisconsin Bankers Association. He tells us what adjustments you might want to make this year to save on tax liability.
I think on the grain side, I don't think they're going to have to do a lot of prepaying for tax reasons just because of where their income is going to be. On the dairy side, that could be a little different, you know, with milk prices rebounding quite a bit here in this second half of the year. Looking at maybe doing some prepaying to lock in some discounts and at the same time maybe be able to use it as a tool for reducing that tax liability might certainly make sense. But again, I think it's sitting down with the accountant and really seeing what opportunities there are.
We'll look at your morning markets right after this.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The Adamski family of Seymour has been awarded the prestigious 2024 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award for their outstanding commitment to sustainable farming and conservation. Their Full Circle Farm, a 240-acre operation in Shawnee County, uses managed grazing to maintain soil health, water retention, and carbon sequestration. Rick Adamski and Valerie Dantoin prioritize environmentally friendly practices, including rotational grazing, organic certification, and diverse wildlife habitats. Their son Andrew contributes to regenerative practices and a CSA business that serves 1,000 people weekly. This award honors their dedication to Aldo Leopold's land ethic and recognizes their role as leaders in conservation and sustainable agriculture. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Our high 53 today will drop to 39 tonight, 54 tomorrow with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Badger and NFL player Brady Ewing joins us to preview the big matchup at Camp Randall. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Grapehead gets me every time.
I know.
Who says that?
I know.
Only Mo Howard.
You're right. And I remember going through all of my old Three Stooges cards, trading cards that I collected, and I just loved their shows, and I thought they were funny.
But it was all slapstick, but they had some really funny lines.
They did, and a lot of visual.
Effects.
Sound
effects. Tons of sound effects.
And just the fact that it just seemed like it would be painful. Whatever they did, it was painful. I don't know how they got away with that.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, this is 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's a cloudy start, and we'll see some sunshine, highs in the low 50s. 608-879-8255 is our number. You can call us there. You can text us there. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Again, 879-TALK.
Just thinking about it, mentioning that, you know, as the 21st century rolled around, we were getting dumber.
Yes. Well, we've dumbed down pretty
intelligence
much.
Declined.
As much as we can.
As we're progressing into the 21st century. What is happening? You know, a lot of people are saying that this is the wake-up call that a lot of people need. Because they're not really listening to what other people are saying. You know, the warning signs are all there. Okay. We've said what we can say and should have said, but no one cares. let's just try something new. You know,
we're apathetic to the point of, let's hand the keys over to him again.
We've done this. Yeah. Now let's try that.
Yeah.
You know, we had a roaring economy since COVID.
Yeah.
And that wasn't enough because no one believed that it was a roaring economy. And then everybody had the complaints that everybody has had complaints for at least 40 or 50 years that I've been alive. The fact that you can't afford a house. It's tough to buy a house.
Right.
Gee, you're just waking up to that now? Or, food prices have gone up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't notice that before? You know, all of these things that were just normal. And because of greedflation, you know, producers, manufacturers of food saw the need to at least increase prices even more, and that's the greed part of it, because, of course, supply chains were short. So anyway, the whole thing here was that these are normal activities of an economy. But everybody panicked and everybody thought, well, let's change the suit. Let's change everything completely. Let's just go wild.
John? Until things either continue – well, I shouldn't say continue getting worse. Until things either get worse for the people who voted for Trump and or don't get any better, I don't think their minds are going to change.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the big, big corporations, they're fat and happy. They're just going to get richer and richer.
Oh, they're going to love this. This is a caking.
They're like, we've got it done now. We're just going to make money hand over fist.
I mean, look what's happening.
Screw the little people.
We've got Elon.
Yeah.
Who is going to be on the outside of government, because now that's the new style.
You don't want to be a part of it.
That's a Trump thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take people from outside the government and change government based on what they say.
Yeah.
But he's a billionaire. Trump was a billionaire at one time. Of course, he's broke now, but everybody still considers him a billionaire. He knows what he's doing.
But he's buddy-buddy with Elon, so he's got all the money exactly. He needs. He doesn't need any more money.
He's got
money.
The big money backers, yes. The billionaires. But the Ulines, they,
right?
You know, I saw the sign. Wow, where is that?
What?
All right.
Ulines?
Yeah, the Ulines. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got, let's see here. Get my photos up here. There is a list of donors for the party, and it was just shocking. The Ulines.
Well, they're pretty, they're up there, aren't they?
We're one of the biggest contributors ever. And, well, let's see here.
Well, they do a nice job on their catalogs, I got to say. Somehow I got on there.
I agree.
If you're into catalogs like the old days, remember you used to get a lot of Sears catalogs, Montgomery Wards, and all those catalogs right before Christmas, great big thick catalogs. They still do that. Ulines. How do you pronounce it? Ulines?
Ulines.
Okay. Yeah, but lots of stuff that I could care less about, but they make a nice catalog.
It's fun to look at.
Well, I can't find this, but the whole thing here is that when you get an LLC, and I've created one myself, and my wife just did as well, you get a gigantic Uline catalog in the mail.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in the world in there.
It's a size. It's a Christmas catalog size thing that people used to get in the mail way back when.
Yeah.
And it's just obscene. And they think I'm going to order from these guys. You know, they were bigger donors, by the way. This is it. This is the thing. They were a bigger donor than Elon was.
No kidding.
Yeah. That's the shocker.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they have anything you need if you've got a manufacturing company, you know. Industrial strength cleaners. They've got pallets.
They've got a lot of great supplies.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
tons
that they don't. I mean, they're good at their business. Yeah. My brother was a big executive at Uline.
Wow. Do you talk to him anymore?
He turned into a mega, right?
Soft mega.
Soft mega.
Soft
oh
mega.
Man.
He couldn't understand why anybody would want to use a girl's bathroom if they were a boy in high school.
Okay.
So I said, you know, really, this is what
top
you're
of mind?
Basing your entire opinion about the U.S. economy on. Okay. All right. You know, people pick the weirdest little things to that drives them mad. I guess.
Thank you.
But let's get into one of the stories that we have here in
Idiocracy.
Trump targets nonprofits.
why not?
Legislation that would have handed President-elect Donald Trump sweeping power to investigate and shutter news outlets, government watchdogs, humanitarian organizations, and other nonprofits was defeated in the House of Representatives, oddly. I mean, you know, there are Democrats there currently. Just a few left. Representative Rashid Tlaib said the NAACP, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, no organization would be safe. Trump would have the authority if this thing were passed. Now, I bet it's going to get passed, right? This is going to go through. Trump would have the authority to unilaterally strip nonprofits of their tax-exempt status by deeming them, get this, supporters of terrorism.
Okay.
You can
was
imagine.
Not expecting that.
CBS, supporter of terrorism. Remember, he's talking about, you know, pulling the license of CBS and ABC and MSNBC.
And PBS.
Yes.
Know. Yeah.
So the bill contained a 90-day cure period in which a designated nonprofit can mount a defense. But that's just a mere illusion of due process. The government may deny organizations its reasons and evidence against them, leaving the nonprofit unable to deny the allegations. Sounds a little one-way, doesn't it? Yeah. So, you know, they can accuse you, right. Then you have to defend yourself, but they don't have to accuse you of what they suspect you of doing or the proof that they have that you've done it. So you can't defend yourself. You don't know what they're talking about, in other words.
Yeah. The fix is in, then.
The fix is absolutely in.
Wow.
This is You know, we've been looking at Project 2025, like we know it all now, mm-hmm. right? 900 pages. We've read it. Yeah. We're there.
Right.
Nope. They've got other things that they're thinking about.
More secret plans.
Remember, the guy did say, we have other plans too, but we just don't want to reveal them at this point. And one of them is going after nonprofits. Wow, there's a deal.
Doesn't seem like that was a really great idea.
No, well, it's a good idea for them because they don't believe in anything that's fair.
But the thing is, nonprofits do all the work that government programs should be doing, you know, but they fill in a lot of
the blanks.
Isn't the Heritage Foundation a nonprofit, or am I wrong about that?
I'm not sure.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're a nonprofit. If you're a nonprofit they don't agree with and are targeting, boom, you're out of there.
Yeah.
So this is a way of clearing out the the woke stuff.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Because you what?
Get rid of that.
You know, I'm going to do the Buttigieg thing.
Yeah.
Well, what's the opposite of woke?
Right.
Conservative.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to go then. Mm. Boy. All right.
Pete Buttigieg was on MSNBC last night with Lawrence
O'Donnell.
Yeah,
I missed it too,
but we got to go back and check that out.
Yeah, get his impressions of what's going on with all of these designated department heads. Whoo, boy. I don't know. There should be a show, a TV show, someday in the future.
Really?
Based on a premise like this. Now, I don't know if you ever watched it, but in the old days, they had a show that was called That's My Bush.
Excuse me?
What's it about?
George W. Bush.
Okay.
And I think it was Timothy Bottoms played George.
Okay.
In a very dysfunctional White House.
This is like a sitcom?
Yes, it was a sitcom. It was a season.
I don't remember
that. It
was a
season long. Okay. Yeah, it was crazy stuff. That's My Bush. And I'm wondering if something like that won't happen, you know, with That's My Trump.
I don't know.
Well, it could.
I'm sure they're workshopping it right now in Hollywood, getting that on HBO or wherever.
Yeah. They would It'll have be to because it is that important.
Oh, imagine so. Yeah, this portion of the John and Gordy Show, let me just remind you of something.
Go ahead. Okay, I know you've been thinking about this for a long time.
You know, I've been contemplating and telling everybody, but again... This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Yeah.
We got a text from Mark about the nonprofit thing and going after them if they're designated as terrorist organizations. Mark says, how is that even close to constitutional? That's the thing, Mark. It's not.
They don't care about the Constitution. Well, come on.
Yeah. Trump has found out. He's found out he can do anything he wants because the legal system just isn't set up for people to challenge it.
Especially when you avalanche him with legal, just bring out the lawyers and clog up the system. That's the way to win.
Yeah. Well, we got another one here. This is the Department of Efficiency story that I've been holding off on. Again, this is an outside group now.
The Department of Efficiency that needs two department heads?
Yes, two.
It's just, you can tell Saturday Night Live is just going to have a field day with this, right?
Yeah.
The Department of Inefficiency or Efficiency?
It is so ridiculous. These people, they say these things, they post these things, and none of it makes any sense, but they don't even understand that. Mm. The simple fact that they don't get it, all right? One of the things that I think was funny, one of the funniest tweets that I saw was from Elon Musk, saying that we're out there, we're going to create a very efficient government. We're going to work overtime creating an efficient government. And I'm thinking, do you know that if you work overtime, you get pay and a half, right?
Well, Elon doesn't need the money.
It costs more.
Yeah.
So if they work overtime, it's going to cost us more.
Maybe that's their plan, is they're going to get rid of overtime. Then you don't need to pay people as much. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, it's crazy stuff. Okay. I don't have time to... What? 1 minute.
You just kept talking about the story and not actually got to the story itself.
Well, that's a new way of reading our story.
Okay. Just We're just going to do that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, next hour, you know, we're going to get to how people are bending that knee to Trump, okay?
Oh, boy.
And then there is a story about cartel members shooting at border guards in Tulsi.
Oh,
is a Russian agent, and the ACA opponents are finding out that it's not so good if they get sick.
That's you're cramming a lot in there. We got a lot coming up.
Not only that, but Trump is a mob boss.
Yeah.
Right?
That's great. This is crazy stuff.
It is. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot. It's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the
Do you
weather.
Know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, and we've always got great uplifting news for you.
We do. Yes. Yes, we do. And I want to remind everybody, Monday, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us.
Yeah.
He does that about once a month, and he'll be giving us his ideas about what happened with the election and how things should go. Going forward,
you know, the fact that he's been around a long time,
yeah,
right? You know, we get the sage advice
right
from Paul Sogdon, but nothing like this has ever happened.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I remember him saying once that when Nixon was elected, he thought that the world was gonna end,
right?
I wonder what he thinks now.
Well, we'll find out on Monday. Yeah,
all right, let's get to the mob boss situation because this is a different angle. On what we've been talking about all along here is we were talking fascism is rolling in and Trump is the fascist, right? And a lot of people that have worked with him are calling him a fascist. He does everything that a fascist would do. But here's another opinion, though, and it says not so much a fascist. Only Trump is not a true fascist. Fascism requires allegiance to the state, which Trump lacks. Right. The biggest threat to the U.S. is not fascism, but mafia state autocracy. Not 20th century style dictatorship, but controlled demolition by a billionaire criminal network abetted by complicit actors within the U.S. government. Now, we're getting all of these millionaires in power taking over the government and their friends, too. A once billionaire individual that's crazy and is a malignant narcissist and is, you know, I guess you would say that he is a sociopath, right?
I wouldn't disagree with that.
This is all very, very true. So anyway, let me go on with this theory. Okay. The strongman theory was always a straw man. For over a half century, Trump has operated within a transactional, organized crime network whose goal is to strip the U.S. down and sell it for parts, much like the oligarch raids after the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Yes.
They have been aided in the endeavor by institutions. In particular, the Department of Justice, which has long protected Trump, and by members of the Democratic Party serving as controlled opposition. All right? So this is kind of all working in sync for some reason. Many Americans did not want to believe this final twist. It's harder to reckon with the betrayal and you know, from a guy who lies constantly. Now,
it seems a lot like when Boris Yeltsin left and Putin got elected.
Yeah.
And then he came in with all the oligarchs. And
good comparison.
And he just started taking over.
Yeah.
And created his own government within the government, all his protectors and all of his secret army and all of that. That kind of feels like the same thing's about to happen. And he's got Putin in his ear and in fact, under his control, seems like.
I think once Trump didn't have his dad to bail him out of all these bad situations he was in, Trump went to Russia and he courted Russian oligarchs to invest in this, in his businesses in this country.
In Trump Tower, too.
And to money launder, mafia money as well. And I think that's even touched on a little bit in the Apprentice movie that I recommend everybody see to kind of understand how all of this started and how Trump has taken it to the 10th level. Okay. So anyway, I think that's what it's all about. My wife has always said that this guy worked with so many mob bosses and laundered so much money and did that also with the Russian oligarchs, that is how he operates. That's his system of operation. And now he has taken that to another level, of course, as the president of the United States. Yeah. And we're going to see... with this second administration, we're going to see something that we've never seen before.
Yeah, he had a dry run here, you know, with the first term, realized how things really work on the inside, what didn't work. And now he's coming in with a whole new team
of
crazy mob people and Russians.
People he thought he could trust in the first administration actually stopped him from going absolutely nuts and crazy and injuring most Americans. Yeah. Now he thought, well, you know what? I'm still going to injure everybody that I possibly can as long as I can make some money out of it.
That's the thing.
And that's, and Ilan has seen a way to do that as well. And then we have Tulsi Gabbard, who has been touted on Russian media that she is a Russian agent. So we can get to that later. So it's just...
she's going to be an intelligence head?
Yeah. Well, we have audio on it, but it's all in Russian, so
we got to translate it.
But we'll tell the story. We'll tell the story.
Okay.
And just sit around the fire.
why not? It's John and Gordy's Fireside Chat.
That's right. That's right. Storytelling.
And Rocker will join us in our 7 o'clock hour with the Max Inc. preview. It's all straight ahead on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Everybody's talking. It's the John and Gordy Show.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little more recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We'll wrap up the show with a Friday This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.